Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Eltek Ltd. fourth quarter and full year 2018 financial results conference call. All participants are present in a listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded April 17th, 2019. Before I turn the call over to Mr. Eli Yaffe, Chief Executive Officer, and Alon Mualim, Chief Financial Officer, I would like to remind participants that comments made during this conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future financial performances of Eltek Ltd. These statements are only projections and reflect the current beliefs and expectations of the company. Actual events or results may differ materially. With that said, it is routine for internal projections and expectations to change as quarters progress. All forward-looking statements are based on information available to the company on the date hereof, and the company assumes no obligation to update such statements. Please refer to the documents the company files from time to time with the SEC, specifically the company's annual report on Form 20-F, its periodic reports on Form 6-K, and the safe harbor language contained in the company's press releases. These documents contain and identify important factors that could cause the company's actual results to differ materially from those contained in the projections or forward-looking statements, which the company urges all investors to consider. Eltek undertakes no obligation to publicly release the revisions to such forward-looking statements that may be made to reflect the events or circumstances after the date hereof or to reflect the occurrence of unanticipated events. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Eli Yaffe. Mr. Yaffe, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us, and welcome to Eltek 2018 fourth quarter and full year earnings call. We'll begin by providing you with an overview of our business and a summary of the principal factors that affected our 2018 results, followed by the details of our financial results. After our prepared remarks, we'll be happy to answer any of your questions. By now, everyone should have access to our 2018 fourth quarter and full year press release, which was released earlier today. The release will be also available on our website at www.nisteceltek.com. Our revenue in the full year of 2018 increased to $33.9 million from $32.8 million in 2017. Our revenue in the fourth quarter of 2018 went down to $7.8 million compared to revenue of $9.1 million in the fourth quarter of 2017. As previously announced, we have established a new leadership team to implement our turnaround plan. We have identified the products that were underpriced and implemented efficiency measures in order to reduce our overall costs. During the fourth quarter, this results in initial reduction in sales volume, but we believe that this will improve our on-time delivery performance, increase customer satisfaction, and build additional sales that will return us to profitability. I see significant potential to Eltek in the high-end PCB market with our skilled engineer and experienced management. I'm optimistic that we'll be able to capitalize on our strengths, return the company to profitability, and renew our position as a leading high-end PCB manufacturer. I will now turn the call to Alon Mualim. Alon, please go ahead.
Thank you, Eli. I would like to turn your attention to the financials for the full year and the fourth quarter of 2018. During this call, I will be discussing also non-GAAP financial results, such as EBITDA. We use EBITDA as a non-GAAP financial performance measurement, so please see our earnings release for our definition of EBITDA and the reasons for its use. First, I will go over the highlights of the full year of 2018. As Eli said, revenues for the full year of 2018 went up to 33.9 million compared to revenues of 32.8 million in 2017. Gross profit improved this year and was 2.6 million or 7.7% of revenues in 2018 compared to gross profit of 1.3 million or 4.1% of revenues in 2017. Net loss was 2.6 million or $1.28 per share in 2018 compared to a net loss of 3.8 million or $1.86 per share in 2017. EBITDA was negative 421,000 in 2018 compared to a negative EBITDA of 1.3 million in 2017. Net cash used in operating activities amounted to 813,000 in 2018 compared to 3.4 million used in operating activities in 2017. As of the December 31st, 2018, we had cash and cash equivalents of 992,000 compared to 887,000 as of the end of 2017. Now I will go over the highlights for the fourth quarter of 2018 compared to the fourth quarter of 2017. Revenues for the fourth quarter of 2018 were 7.8 million compared to revenues of 9.1 million in the fourth quarter of 2017. Gross profit was 603,000 in the fourth quarter of 2018 compared to a gross profit of 740,000 in the fourth quarter of 2017. We had a net loss of 631,000 or 31 cents per share in the fourth quarter of 2018 compared to a net loss of 669,000 or 33 cents per share in the fourth quarter of 2017. EBITDA was a negative 43,000 in the fourth quarter of 2018 compared to a negative EBITDA of 131,000 in the fourth quarter last year. During the fourth quarter of 2018, we had a positive cash flow from operating activities of 136,000 compared to 775,000 of cash used in operating activities in the fourth quarter last year. A few words about our rights offering. During March 2019, we issued to our existing shareholders subscription rights to purchase up to of approximately 3.4 million shares. Our shareholders purchased approximately 2,350,000 shares for an aggregate of $3.4 million. We appreciate that approximately 70% of our shares were subscribed in this offering. The $3.4 million proceeds from the offering are improving our working capital and will be used to reduce our line of credit as well as for general corporate purposes, including the possible investment in plant and equipment. I would also like now to update you with our NASDAQ continued listing status. Back on October 2018, we received a notification from NASDAQ advising us that we were not in compliance with the shareholders' minimum equity of $2.5 million. On December 2018, we received an extension of time until March 31st, 2019 to regain compliance with shareholders' equity requirement. As a result of receipt of approximately $2.5 million prior to March 31st, 2019, from the recently completed rights offering, we regained compliance with NASDAQ listing rule and our shares continue to be listed on the NASDAQ capital market. NASDAQ has advised us that It will continue to monitor our ongoing compliance with the shareholders' equity requirement, and if at any time in our next periodic report we do not evidence compliance, we may be subject to delisting. We are now ready to take your questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be pulled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. The first question is from Marty Elbaum of Horizon Networks. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Can you tell us which quarter is the next quarter that we're turning the company around to profitability, number one? And my second question is, what are your plans for shareholder value for the company? Can you answer these two questions, please?
Yes, Marty. Good question. First of all, I cannot forecast in which quarter we will be returned back to profitability, but I can answer you that some activities that we made in order to return the company to profitability. First of all, we start to make headcount reduction in the fourth quarter of 2018, and it's continuing in the first quarter of 2019. And the increase and the decrease in the headcount is to reduce our internal cost, and following by increasing efficiency in order to keep the same volume. The second activity that we took is we took an internal objective to improve the yield by 3% for the year 2018, and it started working, and we see that the yield is improving. The third activity that we made is a price increase. As I explained before, that reflects all the past, and we pass all the cost to our customers, and we don't have any losing parts anymore. Means that during the year 2018, we'll not sell any part number or any board that we lose money on it. The fourth activity that we made is improving our cash flow by focusing on purchasing and heavy inventory management. I hope that I answered your question.
What about for shareholder value?
If all what we did will succeed, then we'll be turned to profitability, and then naturally the stock will go up, hopefully.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we poll for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. I would like to remind the participants that a replay of this call will be available tomorrow on LTEC's website, www.nistecltech.com. This concludes the LTEC LTD 2018 full year and fourth quarter financial results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.